Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving into something super important. Self-care. You know, that whole put on your own oxygen mask first thing. Because seriously, how can you pour from an empty cup? In a world that constantly demands more and more from us, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget about ourselves. But trust me, neglecting self-care is like driving your car without checking the oil. Eventually, you're going to break down. So, let's talk about why self-care isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about intentionally making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about listening to your inner voice and giving yourself permission to recharge. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know that feeling when your energy is drained, your patience is thin, and everything feels overwhelming. That's a major sign you need some serious self-care TLC. Here are five key takeaways to remember about the importance of self-care. First off, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Think of it this way. When you take care of yourself, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to handle life's challenges. It's like investing in your own well-being. The returns are huge. Secondly, self-care looks different for everyone. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. What brings joy and relaxation to one person might be a complete snoozer fest for another. Maybe it's taking a long walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply having a quiet evening at home. The key is to discover what truly nourishes you and make time for it regularly. Thirdly, self-care isn't just about pampering yourself with bubble baths and fancy face masks, although those are definitely nice. It's also about setting boundaries, saying no to things that drain your energy, and prioritizing your needs. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Fourthly, self-care is an ongoing practice, not a one-time event. It requires consistent effort and intentionality. Just like you wouldn't expect to build muscle overnight, developing healthy self-care habits takes time and dedication. Be patient with yourself and celebrate the small victories along the way. And finally, remember that taking care of your mental well-being is just as important as taking care of your physical health. Practice mindfulness, engage in activities you enjoy, and don't hesitate to seek professional help if you need it. Your mental health is a priority, not an afterthought. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I was once neck deep in work deadlines, feeling like I was drowning in emails and conference calls. My energy was depleted, my patience was wearing thin, and I was starting to feel burnt out. I knew I needed to take a step back, but it felt impossible to pause amidst the chaos. Then, something clicked. I remembered the importance of self-care. So, I took a break, went for a long walk in nature, listened to my favorite music, and simply allowed myself to unwind. The result? I returned to work feeling refreshed, recharged, and with a renewed sense of focus. So, remember, taking care of yourself isn't just about treating yourself to something nice, it's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. It's about setting boundaries, saying no when you need to, and carving out time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. By investing in self-care, you're investing in a happier, healthier, more fulfilling life. Ready to put this into action? I challenge you to identify one small thing you can do today to prioritize your self-care. It could be as simple as taking a 5-minute break to stretch, listening to a relaxing song, or enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Remember, every little bit counts. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I hope this episode inspired you to make self-care a priority in your life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it and join the conversation on social media using #TheStoicMindGym. Until next time, keep rocking that mental fitness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.